Cowboys like us sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such for cowboys like us. Cowboys.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepting the GOP nomination for vice president, and in doing so, talked about his decision to run for Congress 2 decades ago.
So there I was, a 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher. Never.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke last night. So did Oprah Winfrey. Tonight, of course, it's Kamala Harris. Sources say independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy is close to dropping out of the presidential race. He is expected to throw his support behind Donald Trump. Rescuers searching the wreck of that luxury yacht that sank off Sicily have found the sixth and final body of those who were missing, but it has not yet been brought up. They believe it's tech magnate Mike Lynch's daughter. This is ABC News. Police in New York are investigating after human bones were found in a Brooklyn park twice this week near the East River. A Hollywood studio apologizing for what showed up in the trailer for a certain director's new movie.
The first full trailer for Francis Ford Coppola's upcoming epic Megalopolis, which is getting mixed reviews, came out Wednesday.
True genius is often misunderstood.
And it featured quotes about his other now classic films, Andrew Sarris from The Village Voice calling The Godfather a sloppy, self-indulgent movie, Apocalypse Now and more also being trashed, the idea being that critics don't get Coppola movies at first, but eventually they're considered masterpieces. Problem is, all the quotes were quickly fact-checked, and they were all fake. Lionsgate is recalling the trailer, saying in a statement, quote, "We screwed up. We're sorry." Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Your streaming lineup may soon include Chick-fil-A, the fast food chain reported launching its own streaming video service this year. Deadline says it plans to focus on family-friendly shows. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
It's the perfect time to get a jump on fall style at Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event, where you'll find incredible savings on the wardrobe update you need. Shop great looks you can wear now and later with an extra 25% off designer brands that rarely go on sale and 15% off your favorite makeup, fragrance, skincare, and more. Get ready for your best fall yet today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A federal judge says letters sent to his office won't change procedures at the state's youth prisons. Governor Tony Evers and Republican State Senator Van Wongard each sent letters to Judge James Peterson, who told both sides they need to actually file legal action to make changes. Madison residents will have to vote on an operating referendum this fall. City Council on a 17-2 vote approved putting the question to voters as the city looks to cover a $22 million budget deficit next year. Should it pass, the average homeowner in Madison would see a $240 increase in their property tax. And Wisconsin will join a new tax filing program in 2025. The Internal Revenue Service's Direct File program gives eligible Wisconsin taxpayers an option to file state and federal taxes online directly with the IRS for free. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80. By Saturday, partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms. Not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. She was just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you
say it best when you say nothing at
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDA.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill, Liza Jane here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. UW-Madison's Farm and Industry Short Course Program will offer its annual Spanish for Dairy Industry Short Course Series. That's going to start on August 26th, and it's for people with little to no Spanish language experience. It's a four-week course that can be taken at a self-directed pace or with an instructor. And it covers relevant terminology and syntax for basic understanding of the Spanish language, and also introduces Spanish vocabulary and grammar used in the dairy industry. Now, if you'd like more information, just go to UW-Madison's Farm and Industry Short Course website for more information on that. Coming up, we have our Ag Weather forecast this hour. Also talk with Nancy Cavazanjian, a Wisconsin soybean farmer, about the recent demonstration of the soybean firefighting foam at CVTC. We'll do that in our newsmaker segment. Up next, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Hey, we're at the 48th annual Ag Progress Days in Pennsylvania Furnace, Pennsylvania, with the manager of this, Jess Darlington. Jess, great to be with you today.
Thank you.
This is a special show.
Yeah, so we're definitely an outdoor show and a lot of things happening, whether it's a live demo that you want to watch, whether it's cooking, whether it's the corn maze, there's something here for everybody.
This is put on by Penn State University. It's on their farm ground, and it's really hosted by Penn State.
Yes, it's the College of Agricultural Sciences at Penn State. It's their showcase, and it is for everybody in ag. So without the people coming here in ag, we don't have a show. So, you know, we got the industry here, we got the extension, and so it's one show. Our extension team's here to answer any questions or concerns that you might have. We have a tour of the research farm alone. We're very present here.
And what are you most proudest of this show that you're putting together?
You know, we get to meet a lot of great people the 3 days event, whether it's the farmers coming, whether it's exhibitors here exhibiting. And, we get to learn a lot what they do within each other and, of course, the new technology that's brought here.
And you personally have been in the farming industry for all your life, and you look at this show, and how do you look at it as a farmer?
Yeah, so I'm still a farmer today at home and, grew up on a farm, and I've been coming to Ag Progress Days ever since it started, it seems, right here on this site for sure, which is 48 years. But, we saw a lot of different changes in technology over the years, whether it's the old tractors getting newer for sure with the technology and the drones. You see it all these days. It's crazy where agriculture is going, You know, 30 years ago, you're growing 70 bushels per acre with your corn, and you loved it with the new hybrids. You're getting closer to 200 or plus, and it's really making a difference.
You know, you mentioned drones. That booth is getting a lot of play where your drones and you're spraying with it, et cetera. Lots of activities around the drone booth.
Absolutely. The drones are actually being demoed here. They're actually flying. They're showing how the sprayers work. They're spraying water, of course. But, you know, today's drones can now seed ground, you know, by air. So, yeah, that technology is going to go real far here soon.
And yet the traditions live proud at this show. When you have these groups that are putting on these food booths in particular, it really feels like home, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're really proud of our food booths. They're nonprofit organizations. They're in ag, whether it's the Pennsylvania Livestock Association, Cattlemen's Association, and all that money goes right back into the ag industry.
Of course, the PDPPS grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The best, no doubt.
And the FFA has a booth, and a couple other Guernsey Junior Breeders have the milkshake booth.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Most, all ag here, and we're proud to support that, and we're so proud they support our show.
And you've got a couple long days, right? Some things are happening sort of after hours of most farm shows.
Oh, absolutely. You know, after hours here, of course, we have a lot of different banquets and things going on. A lot of our seed companies are now inviting farmers here to look at the plots alone and get a close-up view of what's coming.
And, of course, folks want to come see those horses, too.
Yeah, we got the 6 horse hitch here. Again, they draw a lot of people, and they do such a great job for us.
Jess Darlington with Pennsylvania State Ag Progress Days. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Thanks, John, for that report. Ag Progress Days was last week, but if you want to mark it on your calendar for next year, Ag Progress Days 2025 will be held August 12th to the 14th at the Russell E. Larson Agricultural Research Center at Rock Springs in Pennsylvania Furnace, Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania's largest outdoor agricultural exposition featuring more than 400 exhibitors. Something to think about and plan for next year, 2025. Again, the dates, August 12th to the 14th. The latest dairy price forecasts are out for August as we hear from USDA's Mark Jackanowski.
We reduced our butter price forecast by a penny a pound to $2.99 per pound. But other than butter, for 2024, all of our other main component dairy prices were raised this month, and the class prices were all raised as well. And all milk price reflects the class prices, so our 2024 all milk price was raised by 5 cents per hundredweight, now forecast at $22.30 per hundredweight, and we expect the strength to continue into the next calendar year in 2025, so where we have the all milk price at $22.75 per hundredweight, and that would be up 45 cents year over year.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? Well, whose bed have your boots been under? I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about Lolita, your little Spanish flame. I've seen you around with the reader, the redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see? She's the one that you
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Shania Twain and Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, September milk down 2 to 22.59, October down 9 to 22.76, November down 8 to 21.79, December milk steady at 20.35. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels up 1 3/4 to 2.28 1/4. 40-pound blocks down a half to 2.09 1/2. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 3.16. 16 trades on the day. Grade-A non-fed dry milk up 1/4 to 1.28 1/2. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 56 3/4. And one trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they're called mixed. Hogs are called lower. Little for traders to get excited for in the livestock complex Monday. The cash cattle traded lower, leaving live cattle under pressure. Hog futures, meanwhile, were mixed, and they really have limited upside potential due to the cash and cutout weakness. August live cattle opens today at 181.22, October 174.62, December 174.27. August feeder cattle open at 239.25, September 235.67, October 231.67. October hogs open at 76.15, December 67.87, February 71.52. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans are moving up mostly lower on the high yield potential, at least from not only USDA's report, but the Pro Farmer Crop Tour as well. And that has traders doing a little bit of a sell-off this morning. Wheat, though, moving mostly higher on that Canadian rail strike issue, and that has, again, the wheat markets moving higher. Now, September corn steady at 375.5, December down 1/4 to 398, March down 1 to 416, new crop 25 down 1 at 436. September beans down 7.25 to 955 3/4, November down 6.5 to 975, January down 6.5 to 993 1/4, new crop 25 down 4 to 1029.5. Soybean products also moving lower, and that's also pressuring the soybean markets, as September soybean meal down $4 this morning at 308 and 308.50 rather, and September soybean oil down a cent to 40.99. Chicago wheat, September up 1 3/4 to 521.5, December up 1.5 to 545.5. Minneapolis wheat, September up 1/4 to 581.5, while December down 0.5 to 596.5. Energy markets are higher this morning. October crude oil up 30 cents to 72.23, November up 34 cents to 71.64. September gas up a cent to 221. October also up a cent to 206. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash in September, corn 324, new crop 343. Cash beans 928, new crop 902. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 355.5, September 360.5, October 353.25, new crop 353.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 355, September 355, new crop 358. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 338, new crop 343, cash beans 943, new crop 906. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 345, new crop 348, cash beans 919, new crop at 901. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 348, September 345, new crop 351, cash and September beans 931, new crop 915. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 335, new crop 346, cash beans 943, new crop 909. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 180, market cows 105 to 139, bulls 140 to 172, calves 270 to 870, beef steers 175 to 590, Holstein steers 137 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 110 and down. Goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 130 to 217.50, fed lambs 135 to 163, ewes at 75 to 90. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's B-Dub. You know I love to ride a motorcycle. Did 3,700 miles in 5 days for charity recently. And if you love the thrill of riding, here's a reminder. Don't roll the throttle if you've had a drink. Even one drink messes with your reaction time and confidence, and that's a recipe for disaster. You're not just risking a DUI, you're risking your life and the life of others. Ride sober or get pulled over. Let's keep our roads safe and our ride smooth. Paid for by NHTSA.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Yeah.
Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. We might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Show 'em on Dobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
In the porch swing, listening to the light rain, beating on the tin roof, baby, just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze.
Keep the sweet in the ears and the food feels so fine.
take my baby, rockin' with the rhythm of the ride.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report, and this morning, joining us is Wisconsin soybean farmer Nancy Kazavangian, and had a chance to talk with Nancy about a recent event she was at in Eau Claire at the Chippewa Valley Technical College last week, as they did a demonstration on the new soy foam that has been developed for firefighters. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I saw a picture of Nancy you spraying the foam out there. So I thought, hey, this ought to be for kind of fun. Nancy, thanks for joining us. Well, as a Wisconsin soybean farmer, you have to be pretty excited about this new product.
You know, Brian, I am so proud at this time to be a soybean farmer because we have a product made of soy that not only uses up soy, but solves a huge environmental problem and a health problem for firefighters, and actually is a better firefighting product.
And this was developed, again, with the help of the United Soybean Board as well. In fact, I think one of the designers is of this product is from the Rock Falls area, just up the road from us. So there's even a bigger Wisconsin connection here.
That's right. The chemist who is working on this product with the Chippewa Valley group is from the area. And yes, it was developed using checkoff funds that are, you know, farmer funds. And so that's so exciting. And you're right. You did see me holding a fire hose with foam. And that was a really exciting experience, too. But what I learned that really made an impression on me is that nearly 70% of the firefighters who die in the line of duty do so because of cancer. And we know that these forever PFAS chemicals are cancer-causing. So we have a totally biodegradable, sustainable U.S. soy product that puts out fires better than the PFAS foams. It makes the water product fat, it makes it wetter. So with a 2% solution, you're getting a wetter water, basically, that puts out a fire quicker. And then with the foam, it is totally biodegradable, so you don't have to worry about that exposure to the PFAS, and it stops fires quickly. You know, you think about this time of year, we're going to have combine fires. And combine fires in a dry field can often spread. With this foam, the fire goes out quickly. It also creates a barrier so that fire doesn't spread through your field, which we don't want because it uses up all that good carbon.
Talking with Nancy Kazavangian, a Wisconsin soybean farmer. She was recently up at Chippewa Falls Technical College where they were doing a demonstration of the new soybean-based firefighting foam. So now I have to ask Nancy, you know, you got to run the hose. So can we expect you to become a volunteer firefighter? You've got the experience,
you know,
now.
That's right. And I was surprised the hose was not as heavy as I thought it was going to be. It's just a little bulky, and I did have a firefighter behind me helping guide it. But actually, my township has professional firefighters that we contract with through the nearby city, so I don't have that opportunity.
Well,
otherwise,
can,
I would. But,
well,
but
can,
I know how to put out a fire now.
Well, you can come up to Durand or Rock Falls or Mondovi or anything like that, and they'll, you know what, you can help them out with that. Well, now, when they did the demonstrations, they did this with different types of fires, didn't they, to show how the foam works?
Exactly right. They have to test it under all sorts of conditions. So they have to be able to put a chemical fire out within 30 seconds, and then it has to stay out at least 5 minutes, and they'll go over it with a flame to make sure there are no vapors coming off of it, and it passes those tests. You know, there are still some tests that need to be done to make sure it's approved in the forestry area, because there are some issues there, that are some different specs for forestry fires than there are for common household and machinery fires. But yes, they tested it with water. They tested it with chemicals. We tested it on burning buildings. So it's an incredible product. And the other thing, Brian, that I'm so excited about is because we couldn't get a lot of the firefighters up there, my local firefighters were at our county fair if they weren't working, and they were manning an engine that was there for the group, for the crowd. But we're going to get pails of foam and get them out to various firefighters in Wisconsin to demonstrate and to try it themselves. Because, as you know, seeing is believing. So we're going to be contacting as many of the local firefighters as we can and some fire training areas to make sure they get some of this foam to see it for themselves.
Do you know, Nancy, did they talk about the I guess, expansion of this so that the average consumer could have this based product in their fire extinguishers at their home, business, or farm?
You know, I asked about that, too. They're working on that. And again, it's a matter of specs. One of the places we also used it was in these big heavy metal fire extinguishers that every fire department carries, and it's water. And as I said, just a 2% solution of this foam makes the water in those extinguishers even better and quicker acting. And, you know, rural fires, water is an issue because it has to be brought in. So if you can make that water fighting ability of the water in the tank easier and quicker, the chances are you're going to get that fire under control better. You know, I have a rural house, and I always heard if we have a fire in the house, just expect it to burn down because there's not going to be enough water to put it out. So we do need to first get it to the firefighters, and then we'll look at getting it in the extinguishers.
Nancy Kavazanjan, she's a Wisconsin soybean farmer. She had a chance to check out a pretty interesting demonstration of the new soy-based firefighting foam recently at Chippewa Valley Technical College. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Some showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening, then a warming trend for the weekend in our ag weather forecast. I'm Brian Winnekins. Now, southerly winds will also be on the increase today. That's ahead of that front that will provide the warmer weather. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, a 30% chance of a shower or storm late. Lows 56 to 61. Relative humidities at 86 to 91%. South winds at 5 to 10 and a 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation is possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of a shower or storm early. Otherwise, becoming partly sunny, high 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 54 to 59%. South winds at 5 to 9, 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Saturday, sunshine, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer still, highs 85 to 90. Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs 85 to 90. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals. like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges. He should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
People want to know where their meat comes from and like buying directly from the farmer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you're willing to work hard, try direct marketing your own beef as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
You've got a small cattle herd and would like to sell the meat to customers. Direct marketing your own beef eliminates the middleman and, in theory, returns more profit. But it's a lot of work. You'll do your own research and development, be the advertising agency, the CEO, and work with a USDA-certified meat processor. Greg Renfro is an extension meat specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says finding a market is a challenge in itself, so in the beginning, keep it simple by just telling your story.
The ribeye steak that comes with it is just a bonus. They're buying a story that you're a family farm, that your kids are involved in 4-H, that your oldest son is the president of the local FFA chapter. You know, the farm has been in the family for 2 or 3 generations. That's what people are buying, is the story.
Your product will demand a higher price because you don't have the same economies of scale as a large meat packer. Renfro says to look at the beef prices at your local grocery store and plan on adding about 30% to that. Customers like buying local and will pay premium for steaks, but usually not for ground beef and roast. One strategy is to sell meat bundles.
A $50 bundle has so many steaks in it, so many roasts, and so many pounds of ground beef in there. That way, you're not stuck with 400 pounds of round roast and chuck roast, and I've got 600 pounds of ground beef, and nobody's willing to buy at a premium. And so you do one of two things. You either sell it at a discount so you can get rid of it, or everybody's eating hamburgers and roasts for dinner for the next few months.
Learn more about direct marketing beef at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning,
you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning.